Welcome to the UJ Spotlight, live from the vibrant heart of Johannesburg. I'm your host, Hoopy. Today, folks, we're rolling out the extra-long orange army carpet for a true academic heavyweight. He's on fire. He's making headlines. He's our VC and principal, Prof. Litlhokwa George Mbedi. VC, drop the beat and welcome.
Hoopy, what an entrance. It's always an adventure sitting down with you. Great to be here.
VC, we have to talk about headlines. Yep. Because you've been on an absolute winning streak. First up, stop the presses. You've been officially elected to the Council of the Academy of Science of South Africa, ASEF. How does it feel to step into this powerhouse role, guiding the nation's scientific future?
It's an extraordinary privilege, Hoopy. Shaping science and innovation for the whole country is a huge responsibility. But as you know, at UJ, we love big challenges. It's all about saving society through world-class research.
Boom, and the business world is taking notes. The Financial Mail put you front and center in their famous Good Week column, praising your stellar performance in stewarding UJ since taking the helm in 2023. What's the secret, VC? What's that secret recipe? Is it the morning tea or just pure Orange Army power?
Definitely Orange Army power. It's a group effort, Hoopy. From our incredible researchers to our hardworking students and staff, everyone is pulling together to keep UJ soaring.
Speaking of soaring, listen up, everyone. The winter graduation season is ongoing right now. The halls are buzzing. Parents are ululating, and UJ is bringing in a bumper harvest of masters and PhD graduates. But VC, my further heart is bursting over one group in particular, from the latest graduates from the Mbedi Family Scholarship in Neurodiversity Studies.
Oh, Hoopy, seeing them cross that stage as our winter ceremonies continue is nothing short of magical. Neurodiversity in higher education isn't just a concept. It's a vibrant reality. When we break down barriers and lift up unique talents, the whole academic world wins.
Now, VC, let's turn the excitement up to maximum brain power.
Right.
You turned heads with the mind-bending article in Forbes Africa on digital death. For everyone watching at home, what happens to our avatars, AI footprints, and digital souls when we log off for good?
Yeah, Hoopy. It's the ultimate 21st century puzzle. As our physical lives intersect with virtual worlds, we have to ask, who owns our data, our digital legacies, and our AI presences after we are gone? It's forced us to redefine what legacy even means.
Mind blown, VC. As if Forbes Africa wasn't enough, on the 12th of June, 2026, your work went global. The International Association of University Presidents launched your latest chapter in the book Universities After AI, all the way in Kazakhstan.
That was truly special, Hoopy. The book explores how universities around the globe must rethink education in the age of artificial intelligence, keeping human values right at the center of innovation.
VC,
yeah.
From the ASEF Council to Forbes Africa, from Kazakhstani book launches to our ongoing winter graduation celebrations, VC, you are taking UJ to the stars. Thank you for rocking the studio with us today.
Thank you, Hoopy. Keep that energy high and keep flying UJ's flag high.
That's all from us, folks. Congratulations to all our ongoing winter graduates. Keep shining, keep innovating, and remember, the future belongs to those who reimagine it. Bye for now.